Syria has introduced a resolution at the UN Security Council that calls for a ban on nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons in the Middle East. Arab envoys say the resolution was meant primarily to embarrass Israel. The Syrian proposal came after Libya admitted United Nations weapons inspectors and vowed to abandon its nuclear program. Iran has also agreed to new inspections. And now, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the spotlight has shifted to Israel.
Israeli officials never thought they would be unfavorably compared to Libya, but that's exactly what's happened after Libya agreed to scrap its program for weapons of mass destruction.
There are calls from various places for Israel to do something to help to increase the momentum towards a regional security and maybe even a Middle East zone free of weapons of mass destruction.
Gerald Steinberg, a policy analyst at Bar-Ilan University, says Israel is unlikely to heed these calls.
The question is, has there been enough that's been done to really warrant a fundamental change or even a marginal change in Israeli security posture, particularly on the issue of the ambiguous nuclear deterrent? And I think at this stage what we're seeing is some Israeli discussion of whether there's room for some sort of declaration or statement and how to phrase it.
Israel refuses to confirm or deny that it has a nuclear arsenal, maintaining a policy of what it terms strategic ambiguity. Published reports, however, say Israel is believed to possess at least 200 nuclear warheads. In 1986, the London Sunday Times published an interview with Mordechai Vanunu, a nuclear technician at the Dimona nuclear reactor in southern Israel, in which he revealed extensive details of the program. Vanunu was subsequently abducted by the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, and has been in jail in Israel ever since. A recent public opinion poll here found that only 1 in 4 Israelis believes the country should give up its nuclear capability, even as part of a comprehensive move to rid the Middle East of weapons of mass destruction. But Labour Party Knesset member Amram Mitzna says that could change in the future.
Israel said for so many times that it is ready. Israel is ready to talk about free from any mass destruction weapons here in the Middle East in the future, once we will feel that there are no threats and we have partners here in the Middle East to really fulfill what they promise.
Israeli analysts say the events of the past few months have made the Middle East a safer place for Israel. Danny Yatom is a former director of the Mossad.
The fact that the Iraqi regime collapsed and that Libya announced that it gives up its program for achieving nuclear capability, the meaning is that our strategic situation became much better vis-a-vis the threats, both threats of the short time and threats of the long time.
Israeli officials say they remain concerned about the threat of chemical or biological weapons, especially from Syria. The officials say Israel is not likely to eliminate its nuclear weapons as long as Syria is believed to have a large chemical weapons arsenal. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.